This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live every day at youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Good morning to you. Doug Gottlieb, my boy Dan Beyer. You got Jason Stewart, John Ramos, wishing you a Merry Christmas. In for Dan, the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Not even really sure what I would call last night's performance by Zach Wilson, right? But I do think that lost in it is that while Trevor Lawrence wasn't great, Trevor Lawrence is starting to show why there was so much hype around Trevor Lawrence. Here's Trevor after the game.
Good teams win games for sure. In this point in the season, you got to. And it's where we're at. We understand the task in front of us, and I've said that the last couple weeks. Every game's a must-win for the staff, and especially Coach Peterson has had belief in us, even when maybe we didn't at the beginning. You know, things were crazy, and I think just him having that confidence in us is we kind of realize like we have something special here. And
so that was Trevor Lawrence. I've said this before, but I think it needs to be restated. There are three C's in sports, and culture has become a very big buzzword. It's a buzzword probably in your business as well. Culture, 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 right? And I think rightfully so. And I think there is something weird about the Jets culture. Like, look, you might want to support Mike White, but you wore T-shirts supporting your backup quarterback when you start. Like, I get it. Zach Wilson can be can come across as a spoiled, arrogant brat. But I'm actually surprised Robert Saleh didn't discipline the guys. Like, you can't do that because of a situation like this where Mike White gets hurt and you can't do it. So there is something to the culture of the Jets that do I think all of these quarterbacks that they draft from Kellen Clemens to Geno Smith to Mark Sanchez to, you know, all these quarterbacks are all underachievers, all bad. Yeah, I don't think they've been great. I think there were some misses there. But I also think there's something to the surrounding cast and the culture of the place. Culture is a big thing. Conditioning is a big thing. Conditioning is a big thing. Guys aren't in shape mentally, physically. It's not going to look right. But one of the biggest determinants in somebody's success, and I've actually heard Jordan Palmer talk about this a lot. He's like the quarterback whisperer, former mostly backup with the Cincinnati Bengals, is confidence. And I can tell you unequivocally that confidence or lack thereof in my own shooting ruined my career. You know, like I had a very decorated college basketball career. I played overseas. I got cups of coffee in NBA summer leagues and mini camps and whatever. But the whether you want to call it the yips or just a mental block or really a confidence problem, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. So I think there's other parts to the Zach Wilson thing? Yeah, I do, of course. I think there was a level of arrogance by him. I think people were a little bit snowed because, you know, at BYU, they lit up a bad schedule in a COVID year. That we should have seen some of this coming, like all that. But he's not, we have no idea what Zach Wilson even looks like because his confidence is shot. Completely shot. And we don't really talk about it enough in sports. We don't have enough people being honest about it in sports that there are, everyone has a thing that they're, I don't know, scared of or something that holds them back. And when it's your main thing in your job, what are you going to do? And the difference is in the NFL, there's no real live reps that you can get. Like, at least in the NBA, they can send you down to the G League, and there is Summer League. And, of course, there's other leagues overseas. But even domestically, you can now go to the G League. Go get some buckets. I mean, the Warriors did this with James Wiseman. Like, let him play with the G League team. Let him get some reps. Let him get some touches. Because when he plays here, he never gets the ball, and he doesn't play that much. And he's just a guy out there. These two things can be true. Zach Wilson cannot be good enough to be a starting quarterback for the New York Jets. That can absolutely be true, along with the fact that we don't even know if he could be a back. Right now, he can't even be a backup. But if there is that talent that has to exist there, if it can come out, because his confidence is shot. His confidence is shot. Dan Byer, have you ever had a moment or a period of time where your confidence was shot in something that it became glaring?
Oh my gosh, how long do we have? I mean, you know, like heck, even in this profession of, you know, sometimes you're on, sometimes you're not, and to, you know, if you sit there and put, let's say, back-to-back shows together that maybe just aren't up to your expectations, maybe sometimes thoughts come creeping in your head. How come I didn't execute this? How come I didn't say that correctly? Absolutely. And then the only way to get out of it is because you do more shows. To your point, what do you do with Zach Wilson?
I don't know. I don't know. Jay Stu, you ever had a stage fright sort of confidence sort of issue?
When it comes to stage fright, I'm usually good at this, and I think it goes back to just being like a class clown. I'm good at getting up in front of people and just being an ass. Like, I have logged hundreds of hours of karaoke. There could be three people in the bar. There could be a packed 50 to 100 people in the bar. I get up and I sing my heart out without any stage fright. I went and spoke at Cal State Fullerton. You know, in their broadcast class. And I don't know, there's probably 60 students there, and it meant something. And then it hit me that maybe what I'm telling them is important and they need these life skills in broadcasting. And I got really nervous. So I guess the answer to your question is, it depends what the stakes are. And I think those stakes affect different people differently, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense. I don't know if it necessarily matters as much what the stakes are. When you lose your self-confidence and you have some sort of almost like stage fright, that's how I kind of describe, like, me at the free throw line. Like, you're fine. And then all of a sudden you get the ball and all of the energy just goes away. Like, it's just like, I'm trying to describe in words because it hasn't happened in a long time, obviously, because I don't play high-level sports. But it wouldn't happen in any other thing other than really shooting, and then it was made worse at the free throw line because you get up there and, like, you basically, you can barely get the ball to the hoop. and something you've done a million times in your life, you're like, your brain is just telling your body, like, you're going to miss this. And you have no chance.
Yips in putting.
Yeah.
Five-footers.
Well, remember Tiger went through that phase where he could not chip at all. And as, you know, I'm like, here's a guy who's maybe the best iron player in the history of golf, and he couldn't chip, and when he couldn't chip, then he couldn't putt.
Yeah. You know, if you have them, and I know it's such a dangerous word, but you're like, okay, how hard do I have to hit this? All right, am I seeing break? Am I not seeing break? Do I play break? Do I not play break? And with each one of those questions, you're further away from accomplishing what you try to do. That's like last night was I think they tried to give him every opportunity to succeed, because we heard about the weather forecast, rain, wind, and the Jets have running backs. Like, they're not maybe top of the line, but Zonovan Knight's been good for them emerging the second half of the year. Michael Carter serves as his backup. Ty Johnson's there in the as a third down option. And this offensive line has kind of been beaten up. But it's not like the Jaguars are world beaters when it comes to stopping the run. So you're going into the game thinking, hey, Zach Wilson's the quarterback. Maybe the Jets will lean on the running game. And what do they do? First drive, you know, first play of the game, pass. Second drive, first play of the drive, pass. Third drive of the game, first play of the drive, pass. Because first down's usually the easiest play to run a pass play on. So they're giving them every opportunity. And then what happens is they're second and 10, second and 17. And then it just goes down from there. Like, I mean, I'm not blaming the Jets. I'm saying that they're trying to, you know, put forth something, but he couldn't make a play where then as they were trying to help him, they were put in even a worse situation. And yet the Jaguars are going on 16-play, 96-yard drives for 9 minutes. I mean, it was just – they're helping them as much as they can, and then it came at the expense of their running game, and it came at the expense of their defense that then couldn't get off the field. It was just not good.
Well, he can't even make the layup throw. They're trying to get layup throws for him, and they can't figure out how.
Threw a jump ball to Garrett Wilson. If he throws it a half second earlier, maybe he's got something.
No,
you know?
And it's just a position where you can't be guessing and seeing ghosts. But it is. And it's interesting because I'll tell you what I will not hear of anymore. Jay Stu, I've gone off on this before, but you'll have people go, you know, keep the same energy when you're talking about, like, look, dude, this is quarterback. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is, if you're tall, if you're short, what school you played at, whatever. People are vicious to you when you don't play well. They just are, you know. And if you're a high draft pick, it's even worse. And when you're in New York, it's even worse. Right? Like, how many times have we heard this? Well, you know, you're only critical of this quarterback. Like, no. All quarterbacks. Don't believe me? Zach Wilson. Right? So, but now Zach Wilson hasn't been good enough. So it's hard to tell whether or not he's not good enough and he knows he's not good enough, and that's where the lack of confidence is. Or what's more likely is he's probably good enough, but in order to be his normal self, he has to be uber confident. You got to have like swagger. You got to fake it till you make it. And he can't even fake it right now because he's so shook.
And he knows that the other players on that sideline don't really believe in him.
Yeah, what they did with the Mike White t-shirts is wrong, and it ruined any chance of him having a career there. And Saleh showed terrible coaching leadership in not calling them out and chastising him. Terrible. It doesn't mean that you don't support Mike White. It doesn't mean that you can't go to your coach and go, hey, man, Mike White's just better than this kid. We don't like but can you imagine? It's like to keep the same energy. Imagine if any of those guys weren't playing well. They're like, let's wear a t-shirt of his backup. How would that go over? And I understand it shows that Zach Wilson is lacking more than just accuracy in key moments as quarterback on a football field. There's a leadership quotient. There's a buy-in factor that is absolutely not there, and that is on him. He has been unable to make them believe in him and probably even like him. All of that said, can't do that. And when they did it, their season, as soon as Mike White got hurt, their season's over. because you can't succeed that way, faking it, pretending like you like a guy when he knows you don't like him. You don't like him. All right, coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show, wait to hear the reference that Steve Young made in regards to Brock Purdy. Plus, KJ Wright will join us, former Pro Bowl linebacker, member of the Seahawks Super Bowl Championship Legion of Boom team. We'll get his thoughts on if Russell Wilson is fixable. That's next on the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Is this like it's like an a cappella group, isn't it, Robert?
It's Pentanox.
Yeah,
they're very popular, very well known. So yeah, so well known I messed their name up. That's how well known they are. My bad.
Yeah, I know it's not Pentanox. I definitely know it's not that. It's Pentatonix. It's one of my son's favorite bands.
My bad.
So I'll play this for him. He'll love that.
Oh man, that was not good on my part.
Is it the Mighty Wind? What is the
perfect Pitch Perfect? The show about the girls who do a cappella singing.
No, there's the other one that is it's from the group that has they did the dog show one, and they do Byer's the wrong guy to ask on this one. Sorry about Byer. Byer's not a movie guy. He's a big TV show and probably Hallmark movie guy. Is it the Mighty Wind? Is that what it's called?
I believe you're correct.
A Mighty Wind.
Yes.
A Mighty Wind. It's the mockumentary. That's what it is. It's really good. They did Spinal Tap.
Best in Show. Yeah.
And Waiting for Guffman, also kind of same group. Eugene Levy. Or is it Levy? Does he go by Levy? Eugene Levy. He's more known for S. Creek. You know what's weird about, like, it's not, because of how it's spelled, you can get away with it, but you can't really get away with it in audio only. Okay, so I wanted to do this. Are you a... I only know a couple of Star Trek people, but are you guys Star Wars guy? By or you're not a Star Wars guy? You make fun of Star Wars.
No, that is not... half of that is... I don't make fun of it. I just stopped when I was six. That's all. That's all.
Ramos, you like Star Wars?
I love Star Wars.
Me too.
Yes.
Me too. Jay Stu, I don't think we've gone full Star Wars with you. Where are you on Star Wars?
Oh, we've gone full Star Wars. I'm well in Star Wars camp. Never watched Star Trek. Had zero interest. I don't even know anything about it other than Captain Kirk.
Okay. Favorite Star Wars movie of the series? Jason Stewart, go.
Empire Strikes Back.
Why?
It's got an edge to it. You know me. I like my art with a little bit of darkness. And to me, that was, I mean, and when it came out too, early 80s, right in the prime of my childhood, I thought it was the greatest
thing
ever.
It's also like that was an era where it seemed like every movie, good always won at the end of the movie. That's not the case in this movie.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ramos, would there be a second choice other than Empire?
Episode 4, A New Hope, which is the first one.
Good choice.
Only because when I was seven or eight, and saw the movie for the first time. The funny thing is, everybody who sees that movie always says, that's what made me want to become a movie director. It's like, it never made me want to be a movie director. It just made me in awe of the movies. Like, oh my God, this is incredible. But yeah, that's what everybody always uses. When I saw that movie, I knew I wanted to direct. Like, okay.
Okay, so Steve Young, who kind of same era, a little bit older than me, more Ramos and Jay Stu. He said, he was talking about Brock Purdy. He said, the thing is, it's hard to read, and that's why the 49ers picked him in the seventh round. What makes it so hard is, I call it the Force, like Star Wars. Does someone have the Force? And usually the Force that we're talking about is about Obi-Wan Kenobi or Yoda. They have this thing you can't describe, but you feel it, you know it, you can sense it. It's what the French call a certain je ne sais quoi, I don't know what. Using the Force. I don't actually think, it's a weird way to use the Force thing, but I don't think it's, is he a Jedi? And what's interesting is Aaron Rodgers does a bunch of Jedi references. Maybe that's why Dan Byer doesn't like Aaron Rodgers. I mean, there's other reasons they don't like Aaron Rodgers. But that's why.
It's not my dislike of Aaron Rodgers. I just think it's your proportionate love that then makes your yin my yang and going the opposite way of Aaron Rodgers.
That's fair. I wear you out. I end up anything you liked about Aaron Rodgers, you can't like anymore because I went through this fanboy phase of Aaron Rodgers. And it irritated you. I get it. I do. I understand it. My discussion about Aaron Rodgers became like that Right Fred Said song, right? I'm too sexy for, like, just the second you hear it, you're like, change the channel. I can't do it. KJ Wright joins us, of course. Seahawk great, part of the Legion of Boom. He joins us now in the Dan Patrick Show. I'm Doug Gottlieb filling in. Dan Byer and the boys alongside. KJ, let's get to last night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how you throw Zach Wilson back out there, but how much do you think confidence can affect a player to where he can look that ill-prepared to be a starting quarterback in the NFL? Yep.
That was very, very hard to watch. And when I look at Zach Wilson last night, it clearly showed that his confidence just absolutely shattered. You just hear that when he got in the game in the first quarter, the fans were booing him. You could see that he wasn't going through his progression, just going straight to his check down, get to the sideline. You see his body language. Teammates not supporting him. Like, everything just looks piled onto this young man. And I believe that it's pretty safe to say that his time in New York is not going to be very long, because you see that they're not supporting. They're not supporting them. They're not respecting them. Get benched, get your job back. It's just complete disaster over in New York. And so he does have talent. He does have skills. But mentally, he's in a bad place, and I believe that he can recover as a New York Jet.
Yeah, so listen, sports is more than being just about talent. But, you know, look, New York's a hard town. You don't play. I mean, Kurt Warner, I know he was hurt, but he failed there. There's been others that have failed there. Geno, who obviously, and look, the Geno thing is interesting because a lot of it he owned, he wore. He wasn't ready to be the Jets starting quarterback. And really, and this is what I had heard, the Giants liked him so much. That's why he got to be the guy who filled in for Eli when they benched, because even though they had a rookie behind him, it was like, look, Geno's a great dude, a consummate backup, consummate pro. But it hasn't been until this year he's been able to break out of that. How do you fix somebody's confidence, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, I believe it's all about your organization. I believe it's all about your coach and, like, your surrounding cast. Like, I was in the locker room with Geno Smith, and just I saw him as a backup. The way he prepared, the way he studied, faced him in two-minute drills several times throughout the season in training camp. And I was like, okay, this dude is a really good quarterback. All he needs is an opportunity. And you fast forward to what the Seahawks did this offseason, you know, made the trade of the century, you know, departing from Russell. And it's like, hey, okay, Geno, it's your turn. You're going to compete for this job. We'll see if you can get it done. And he got to a really good team, really good head coach that knows how to groom quarterbacks, knows how to develop them, knows how to protect them. And he also surrounded them with a great offensive line and talented receivers. So each organization is different. Timing is everything. We've seen some quarterbacks get drafted to the wrong place, go to a new place, and they flourish. And so really cool story with Geno making the Pro Bowl in his 10th year after being a backup his entire career. It's pretty cool to see.
No question about it. It's actually amazing to see. Let me ask you about Russell Wilson, who, of course, was your quarterback when you guys won the Super Bowl. I think he's going through some of this. I mean, look, some of it is, obviously, he's not the guy he used to be. Some of it is maybe he's never been the guy he thinks he is. But there's also got to be a good portion of it where it is a confidence thing where, he, you know, no one has seen the old Russell Wilson in Denver. They stopped believing. And that the whole thing's a mess. If you were in charge, how would you fix it?
Well, I'm going to say this about Russell. What we have seen this year is not Russell Wilson. He is way better than what he's putting on display. And I'm not trying to point the finger, but what I am going to say is that his style of play and the play calling that he is asked to do, it's a big disconnect. This is not what fits Russell's strength. The man can still run. He still needs to utilize his play action, get the ball downfield. But when I'm watching him, it's like there is absolutely no chemistry between his style of play and the play caller. And so I'm not a fan of moving on from coaches in the first year, but something has got to get done because he is your guy. You did pay him the big bucks. You did make all those trades. So you have got to build this team going forward around what is Russell Wilson good at. And how can we get this thing back on track? Because it's been a complete disaster, but he is still a talented quarterback.
I think the question becomes, though, KJ, is that he's wanted to be the whole offense, and where it's worked best for him is when he's had a running game to kind of protect him, and he's pushed back against that. So the question is, okay, you're going to move on from Nathaniel Hackett. I don't think anybody's going to argue with you. They have a lot of issues. They weren't getting plays in. It was a mess. Got it. Okay, but who are you going to hire? Are you going to hire the guy that Russell wants or the guy that Russell needs? Because I don't think those are really the same guy.
Well, here's the thing. If Russell, because I haven't heard that. If Russell is saying, put the ball in my hands, let me do this 40, 50 passes.
He's not, but wasn't that the thing? Wasn't that the thing in Seattle? Wasn't that where they were, he wanted to let Russ cook and they were like, we want to run the football because that's when you're at your best.
Yep, and you saw that Russ is at his best when we did do that, when he did have a run game, when he did have Marshawn, when the defense was on the top, he was at his best. Now, if he's saying that I want to have the ball in my hands multiple times a game, no, that's not – like, he is talented. Don't get me wrong. He is talented. But each player, each human being has got to realize their strength. They got to realize their weaknesses as well. And so when you are the ownership of the Denver Broncos, you have got to bring someone in that can essentially save Russ from himself. They got to put somebody in here like, this is what we're going to do. This is what you're great at. We're going to watch your film going back for your last past 10 years, and we're going to utilize what you're great at. And so he has the talent. He has the weapons around him to get it done. It's just you got to just remove a little bit of that ego and say, hey, this is what I need in order for us to go forward and be the team that I know we can be.
KJ Wright joining us, of course, a longtime Seahawk and a member of the Legion of Boom. Back when the Seahawks won Super Bowl, he's joining me. I'm Doug Gottlieb, filling in for Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio. Do you think will Brock Purdy hold the Niners back from winning a Super Bowl?
Absolutely not. I believe that. I watched this man up close and personal. I watched this team up close and personal, and they have everything it takes to get to the Super Bowl and actually win it. And I believe when you look at Brock Purdy, what he has around him, first of all, he has confidence. He has confidence, and he has the it factor that you want in your quarterback. He's playing free. And he has a guru, absolute mastermind calling plays for him. And so he's going to draw up stuff nice and easy for him to be successful. Hey, Brock, I'm not going to ask too much from you. We're going to hand the ball to McCaffrey. I'm going to drop these wide open plays to where Kittle is wide open, Deebo Samuel is wide open. All you got to do is get the ball to where I tell you to. Our defense is going to play really great, get you some turnovers, and we're going to be successful. And so this team is scary. I believe that when it comes to them, the Eagles, it's going to be a really tight matchup to see who gets to the Super Bowl. But if I had to put my money on it, this San Francisco team looks really good.
KJ, how good is Jimmy G? Because I feel like there's this wide range of opinions. Like when he's not playing, he's great. When he's playing, he's limited. What about Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback?
Played him several times, and he's good. It's just something about him that just holds him back from just getting over that hump. You know what I mean? Like if I'm a GM, if I'm a team, I would love him as my quarterback, and I believe that he can win me games. But it's just something where there's an injury, where there's just a bonehead mistake that he makes that just keeping him from getting us to that Super Bowl and actually winning it. And so if I'm the Jets, I'm really taking a close look at him. He's going to give me 9 wins. He's going to give me 10 wins. But I just believe that's just something about Jimmy G that's just holding them back. We talk about the it factor. He's a good quarterback, has all the intangibles, makes a lot of good decisions. But when it comes down to winning the game, making that play, using your legs, scrambling, giving me the win when it matters most, that's just what's holding Jimmy G back.
If you were to guess, does Tom Brady go out this way, or does he play football somewhere else next year? I don't think he comes back to Tampa. I think that we're done there. What do you think happens?
If I'm Brady's friend, if I'm his agent, I'm saying it's time. Like, it's time. You've done everything under the football sun. Let's just go out first. Let's go out healthy. Let's go out healthy, and let's go out a legend. Like, it's time. 20-plus years, multiple Super Bowls. I know that it stings to have this season that you're having. But you're probably going to make the playoffs, and you may sneak and get a playoff win. But when that time does come, when you do lose in the playoffs, let's ride off in the sunset, man, with our heads held high, body intact, and it's definitely time to call it a career.
KJ, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you joining us. Hope you have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you very soon. Catch up on the NFL.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Merry Christmas to you.
Same thing. Same to you. That's KJ Wright, tremendous player, great dude, and giving us some insight. Let's get to Dan Byer and figure out what else is going on in the world of sports. DB, what do you got?
Yeah, Doug. Packers made a move today. They signed guard Elgton Jenkins to a 4-year deal. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network says it's worth $68 million, but could max out to $74 million. He's the second highest paid guard in the NFL behind Quentin Nelson. Packers, of course, have the Dolphins coming up on Christmas Day. Bengals clinched a playoff berth with the Jets loss last night, so Cincinnati is in the postseason. In baseball, San Francisco Giants and outfielder Michael Conforto have agreed to a 2-year deal worth a reported $36 million. Reliever Taylor Rogers has signed a 3-year deal worth $33 million. His twin brother Tyler already on the Giants. They joined the likes of Jose and Ozzie Canseco of being twins playing on the same Major League Baseball team. By the way,
Jose and Ozzie Canseco, yeah. Great, good yeah. Pull.
And this is all brought to you by Penanex for itchy skin and athlete's foot. Get Penanex. Penanex.
Oh man, I'll never live that one down.
Pentatonix. Yeah. You know, Doug,
it's early, folks.
John, stop.
Okay, just and look, we love you, John, but you got early this week. You did the I want to talk soup, and you said I don't like soup, and then you proceeded to when I named like four other soups. Like, oh, I like that soup. You just didn't just thought you didn't like soup or something.
John's gonna need five gin and tonics after this one. This is.
My favorite part of the soup conversation was that John, you know, Doug's like, I like matzo ball soup. And John's question was, are meatballs in that? That was my favorite part.
In fairness to John, there are certain types of, edible round balls, that do have meat in the middle. Is that what you meant, John? Or did you not?
That is not what I meant. No, that's exactly what Jason said. I thought matzah and
was it meat?
Well, I don't know what I thought actually.
Okay, I was trying to give you an easy.
I know you were trying to.
Thought there was meat inside of there.
I want to be honest with everybody out there instead of just being like, "Yep, that's what I thought, Doug," because I hear that too much on radio.
And for listeners who aren't quite familiar with John, one day we took the day off and we went golfing. And the show before, Doug's like, what kind of golfer are you, John? And his response was, I'm left-handed.
Still waiting to be asked to be back at that course. It's been 5 months. Hasn't happened yet.
What are you talking about? All the other golfers got to be happy. We just went through ball after ball after ball. There's probably guys going like, man. That was a...
Doug got into an argument with another media personality.
Wait, hold on. But wait. But it wasn't an argument. It was a discussion where it was a little early and it was a long drive and it was Stan Verrett. And we got to have Stan Verrett on. Because it was over the HBCUs. He's like, see, you're wrong about the HBCUs. And now I'm right about the HBCUs.
There was a nice pitcher of water with some lemons.
Yes.
And John used that to wet his towel that he was going to clean his clubs. And then left the faucet running. So it was one of those where it locks and just keeps on pouring. And so it poured all over the counter. And the guy had to come from the inside, walk outside and wipe the counter clean as 4 gallons of water came pouring off of the ledge.
It's not like we're in a drought or anything.
It was a water restriction. Don't worry about it. It'd be one thing if you weren't asked back and it was like 2 hours from your house like it is mine, but it's right down the street from Byers' house and it's a really nice course. And they're like, yeah, we don't serve your car.
We don't serve droids
here.
There's a
Muni down the street, that little goat track down the street, Dan Byer, you can go play at. Whereas Dan's like a very good golfer and has all the golf etiquette stuff. I thought that the idea of me wearing my Iron Maiden and you wearing your Metallica shirt might have been a little much there, Jay Stu.
That's a good point.
But blaring the music, I thought, was probably the worst idea that we did. It really, really was.
Fun day.
It was a fun.
John shot 666, the number of the beast in that
round. So good.
I think Pentonix did a cover of that 666, the number of the beast.
All right, here's what we're gonna do. I want to bring up the Gio Bernard interview and the was it a 400 word. Is that what it was? 400-word apology. It was a War and Peace apology from one of the reporters that we're told accosted Gio Bernard after his fumble, part of Tampa's collapse this past Sunday. We'll talk about that next on The Dan Patrick Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope. I was wrong, because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie, but it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Thank you, John, for playing this. You know, it's my favorite Christmas song. It does make me melancholy. It really does. Doug Gottlieb in for Dan. Dan Etz, Dan Patrick's show. Dan Beyer alongside. Jason Stewart, John Ramos, Merry Christmas, boys. Thanks so much for getting up early and doing this. Let's not pretend like it's altruism. We're all done at 9 a.m. We got the rest of the day to do whatever. But it's better to have you guys all here.
Back at you, Doug.
Yeah. Thank you, Doug.
Merry Christmas, Doug.
He's getting close to knowing what this is all about, isn't he, Dan? Right? Like, sort of?
He's still a little ways away. He loves the boxes that are in the house. Like, that's, yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I still build forts. I love building forts. Who doesn't build a fort? What about Jonah? How is he with the Christmas season?
Jonah is definitely into it. He walks up to it's my three-year-old son. He walks up to the Christmas tree and says, boxes, or toys. And so we're like, yes, coming soon to a theater near you. So let's see how he does.
Are you guys big ticket guys, or do you like all the little thoughtful kind of tchotchkes or whatever in terms of how you do the presents with the, like, little kids? Everybody gets them so much stuff.
Yes.
And I've just always been a big ticket guy. I mean, we celebrate Hanukkah more when I was a kid, obviously, both now, but we were always kind of a big ticket, like, pick one thing you want, and that's what you get. That was our deal.
Yeah, that's the arrangement I have with my son. I'm, you know, you've called me on this show old as dirt, and I am pretty old. I have a full-grown 20-something-year-old son, and this year's big-ticket item is a buy-in for our poker tournament that we have all winter. Me and my buddies get together, we play at a tournament and win a bunch of money at the end, And I gave him a free roll into that tournament. Oh, that's nice. That's a good one.
That's a good thought.
That's actually really good.
That's a really good gift. Also, part of the rules is he has to not drink and be the DD because Jason gets a little sloppy. So
exactly.
Again,
exactly.
He
can never raise me out of a pot, too. That's the other thing.
That's also part of the deal. And if he has a spare ace, he can slide under the table. All of this is part of the fine print, which your son needs to... right. Anyway, Merry Christmas to all of you. So Jay, I'll let you describe the reporter and then her post yesterday.
Yeah.
This is in relation to the Gio Bernard. John, do you have that? This is considered a gotcha interview. Here's the interview.
Jay, I'll talk to you this week.
You were injured all year.
What have you done for us to talk to you about all year? Okay. I talked to you Tuesday.
Just don't talk.
Don't say you're not talking because I didn't talk to you all year.
Wait. You were also injured most of the season,
too. Hold on.
Just relax. Can I go to my family that I have outside? And
you
all
can.
Of a sudden now?
Just don't say we didn't talk to you all year.
We just wanted to ask for your perspective on what happened there.
You were involved in one of the biggest plays in the game.
Okay.
Thank you, Duke.
I appreciate your time. We do.
And then he went on to say it was all my fault. All my fault. There was a miscommunication. Didn't want to say if you heard the call, didn't hear the call. All right. Go, Jay.
So that reporter, the female reporter, was Jenna Lane of ESPN. Jenna got a bunch of crap in the next couple of days online. And then I think yesterday she sent out like a formal apology, prefacing it by saying that she wanted to make sure that she talked to Giovanni before she sent out this apology. It's the War and Peace of apologies. She goes into quite the detail of what she meant and how it was mistook, but she's definitely apologizing. Lengthy apology that got thousands and thousands of blue check marked responses of support, which I think is probably what she was going for.
Yeah, but it wasn't her first apology. She'd apologized several times before. Here's the thing. I'm glad she apologized, whatever. I don't think she actually needed to. And I with respect to This Is Dan's show, Dan actually has, like, he has his own university that teaches interviewing. And I've told anybody who listens, I think I'm pretty good at interviewing. Most everything I do, I stole from Dan Patrick, right? Listen to how he interviews, his process. You do that with what's called the Sawatsky technique, and that's how I go about what I do. So I'm sure Dan has said, I've listened throughout the week, that, you know, there's a little bit of gotcha to it. The problem is that Gio Bernard's the one who's in the wrong here. Like, why? He didn't want to do an interview because they hadn't talked to him all year. He hadn't carried the football all year. That's the only time he's touched the football this season for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he was injured. It's a real legitimate question. What happened on that play? Okay, like, we can't just write about the play without knowing what happened, and we don't have to go through other stuff. We just ask you, and you'll tell us. So I don't, the apology was way above and beyond anything that was needed, but it was mostly because the response of people, you know, and people on social media trying to curry favor. Oh, Gio wasn't harmed in it. The only harm done to Gio Bernard was he just sounded like a jerk. Can I get to my family? Like, yeah, of course you can get to your family. Like, you can't answer a question first?
I also think, quickly, Doug, that it was misconstrued when she said you were injured all year. People were saying that, you know, somebody said you hadn't played all year. The injured players don't talk to the media. You're not required to talk to the media. Like, there's no injured player availability. So I think that's what she was getting at and saying, like, well, you were injured. That's, you know, why we haven't spoken with you. So I'm supporting her, even though she may not want the support.
Yeah, she wants. I'm the worst person ever.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that this is one of the, I want to use it as a jumping off point because it's a perfect example of, you're going to have conversations this weekend with your family members where they go wrong or past things went wrong, and you still, I haven't called my brother or seen my aunt, or there's that crazy Uncle Doug and whatever. Like, hey man, it's Christmas. All right, make amends, pick up the phone, share, enjoy your time with family, be safe, and enjoy the football. We'll actually be back Monday. Yeah, sorry, gonna ruin your holiday. I'm Doug Gottlieb. This is the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you know
I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.